Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
If you know, if you've been seeing what Ospreay and Takeshita is doing over the last year, you know what this match was. And it was that. And more. But there was something funny. I remember something that you said when I picked Ospreay versus Bayley a year ago, and you said that for a match na hindi main event, they went hard as if it's the main event.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like you will say the same thing about this one.
Going on. This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's your boy Romaran and Emil Nate joining you on this week's Picks of the Week episode. We are fresh off of Revolution, so a lot of the picks are from there. I didn't get to ask you this before we started recording the previous episode. Emil, how are you?
I'm good. I had a busy weekend. A lot of things happened, and then I'm going to be busy again this weekend. I'll be traveling to Manila. That's why I'm not going to be on the live stream this Thursday. Again, preparing for the next 2 months of everything. Something up on a personal and here in the pod as well. Diving up, so I'm just preparing for my summer. Yeah.
Yeah, umiinit na, but hindi pa naman super init. The wind is still pretty breezy and chilly. So, enjoy nyo na to. It's gonna get real hot soon. No Stan, no Chino, no Rowan. Stan is preparing for the biggest week of his life. He's getting married this Saturday. So, please wish him well. Marami na siyang inasikaso this week as a big adult. So, that's all. Good luck to everyone involved with the event, with the planning, and we'll see you guys. I'll see them there on Saturday. All right. Before we get to the picks of the week, let's plug real quickly our WrestleMania 40 viewing party. It is happening on Sunday, April 7, and Monday, April 8. We have to go back to normal Philippine time for PLEs after Elimination Chamber Perth a couple of weeks ago, or last week rather. So doors open at 6 a.m. because the main show will start at 7 a.m. So you will have to be there earlier at 6 a.m. to get a good seat. Again, may early bird tayo. It is 350 pesos for 1 day, 600 pesos for a 2-day pass, but you cannot use it across both venues. So again, we're running the party at Skinny Mike's Sports Bar in BGC and also at Hobby Stadium in New Manila, Quezon City. So, but kung mapa north ka or mapa south ka, there is a viewing party just for you. Just follow the rules, please. Let's make it fun and peaceful and safe for everyone. And let's all enjoy wrestling together. The link is tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40. That's the number 40PH. You'll find all the instructions and the rules that you'll need to follow over there to get your own ticket. Guys, please remember the early bird is not a table reservation. It's not a seat reservation, unfortunately. It is still first come, first served at the bar. It's just for those who know that for sure we'll put us at a sort of viewing party, whether one day or two day, and they want to, you know, get their tickets at a discount. So a walk-in is going to be 450 pesos for one day. Wala po tayong walk-in for 2 days. So, you know, all of this is on because we're test running it right now, and we're trying to figure out our accounting, our logistics, and all of that. So we apologize for any inconvenience. If it's a little bit hassle that, you know, we're not providing these more convenient options, we apologize, and we will, you know, try to improve the process once we get more experience with these things. So please go check that out, whether Sunday ka or Monday or both days. Again, tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Right, Emil, let's tell the people what they have waiting for them if they choose to support the podcast by signing up to our Patreon.
All right, you can, again, support everything that we do in the pod. Again, the pod is going strong for 10 years, and all of that is because of you and also our patrons. It's the link is at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast, which is $5. 250 to 260 pesos locally. You get to join in on our Discord server, where it's been hot over the last couple of days, I will tell you. It's fun there.
It's pretty hot.
It's fun there. You can interact with us and talk to us about wrestling. Talk to us about anything that you like. It's a good community with our Discord. And also, you can enjoy the review content of every major weekly wrestling shows that there is. So a lot, yeah, made review coming from all of us. If you want to get your authentic wrestling merch through our pasabais, if you're a part of our Patreon program, you get some preferential rates as part of that deal. And again, the pod has been going strong for 10 years. It's all because of you people and all of our patrons over the last couple of years. So again, keep supporting the pod. And again, for new people, if you want to support the pod, it's at patreon.com/wrestlingwrestlingpodcast. Again, for as low as $5.
Yon. All right, let's get to our picture of the week. Let's start with Stan, because he picked something from NXT, and then the rest of us have picked something from AEW. So his pick is from the last week's episode of NXT. It is Charlie Dempsey versus Noam Dar for the UK Heritage Cup Championship. In this match, Charlie Dempsey won in the fifth round. And it's fun because we haven't seen a Heritage Cup match in a while, a British Rounds rules match. Medyo hassle pa rin siya because the commercial breaks on the TV broadcast cut into it. So you get a time that they'll go to commercial round two or round three, tapos they'll come back, matatapos sa round three or round four. Something like that. It happened again. So it happened twice, right? So there were two breaks. And it's kind of, it's not the same. Because you can do this in NXT UK before. Because wala namang commercials on the WWE network. Like you would commercial after each match. And then that's how you do it. So I get why they're not doing it as much. It just sucks because, you know, it's hampered by these constraints, but it is still pretty good. It's the work rate match, the veteran match of that week's episode. So I enjoyed it a lot. Stan doesn't leave any notes here, so I'll talk about it now. It's a pretty fun match. And finally, ito na yung ano mo.
Yeah.
Ito na yung ano mo. Yung nireklamo mo about the metaphor. So this time, the metaphor got outnumbered by the No Quarter Couch crew. And now, they're the faces, apparently, because so they're outnumbered. So they don't know. And I think people were cheering Noam Dar. I believe so, right?
Yeah, I think
so
a bit.
They're not quite heels anymore. So this is what you've been asking for. They got overcome.
Oh, God. I can't believe that they pulled this off. Yeah, I was actually thought that Noam will retain. Because, you know, it's what I've been talking about on the pod, there was a bonus episode where we talked about that. So I was surprised and I was happy. Okay, finally they got their match. I mean, it's been a long time since nakaharap ng kontrapero yung metaphor, and they got outnumbered. They got bested with their own game, diba? So plus this time, I mean, Charlie Dempsey, you gotta give him some more reps here kasi he has a bright future talaga in wrestling. Pinadala na nga siya sa New Japan, sa Asia, sa All Japan Pro Wrestling, diba? So you can see that the guy has something in there. So giving him the Heritage Cup, that's the first step, I guess, in going all the way here with Charlie Dempsey as probably you can already position him as a big carder in NXT right now. That's how good he is.
Yeah, I'm just glad na nag-iba na yung champion. Say, I don't know what they're planning for the metaphor, but whatever it is, it's gonna happen because Noam Dar is not the champion anymore, at least for now. So for all we know, babalik din nila. But I do think the No Quarter Catch crew deserve something to really sink their teeth into.
Plus, I think I've been noticing this over the last couple of weeks. The focus on the metaphor is starting to shift from Noam Dar to Lash Legend.
Yeah, like, she's been getting really hot.
Yeah,
so she's been getting over. I picked her last week as my pick of the week, and that's how solid she's been getting. She's not like, you know, she's not like Bianca Belair levels of awesome just yet, nipa. But you know, she is kind of like Jade Cargill before Jade Cargill starts with WWE. Yeah. So she's getting there. I just think they need to put. They need to throw a lot behind her to really get over. And I think, deserving of mine, she has been getting better. She has been putting in the work. Right, let's move on to our AEW picks. Let's start with Rowan's pick. Rowan picked yung video ng Players Tribune where Sting listens to a voice recording of the wrestlers that he's worked with. So nakita ko dito yung kay Tony Schiavone where they're pretty much leaving voicemails for him. And telling him, you know, what they feel about him, what they think about him, especially as he walks into his final retirement match. So we talked about our thoughts about Sting retiring in the previous episode. So if you haven't listened to the Weekend Reacts, please go listen to that. Emil, what did you think of this this video that the Players Tribune did for Sting?
Players Tribune always delivers with these kind of stuff. Sentimental videos for us to watch, and you know, and I'm glad Sting got one. Honestly, I say he's a legend. Yeah. Like we already talked about Weekend Reactions. He's one of the all time greats. His career spanned for over 40 years. So there's a lot of people who thought Sting as probably one of the best of all time, and he deserves all the flowers. And Rowan has notes here. Watching the video made him teary-eyed, and he's glad as well. He's retiring on his own terms rather than before when he was forced to retire because of an injury that he suffered in a championship match. And he also said he appreciate na lahat ng time na Sting was on TV kasi. It's the same as me. Hindi naman namin nabutan yung ano eh, yung WCW Sting. So all we know of Sting were from his time, probably in TNA, and with WWE and AEW. So great pick here by Rowan.
Yeah. I don't have much to say about it. Shepard, it's a nice gesture. We already, we'll fold it in again to the Sting talk that we had in a previous episode. Before we get to the rest of the picks from Revolution, let's get to a little break and hear from our fellow podcasts on the Pod Network.
Oy! Ben! Tigil niyo muna yung pakikinig ng show na to, ha? Ito po ang The Cool Pals.
Hello!
Hello sa inyo, sa mga nakikinig ng podcast.
Hello
sa inyo!
Hello!
Ito po ang kwentuhang inuman lang, long table inuman, may uupong guest, at makikipagkulitan sa amin. Ganun lang po ang podcast namin. Kaya kung trip nyo, makakinig ng mga lasing,
Parang ayaw mo na mamilit kung gusto nilang ano.
Hindi, bahala na sila. Tapos pag nakinig sa atin, magre-reklamo.
Huwag ka na lang mamilit. Papatanggal nyo sa trabaho. Lagi na gustuhan. Huwag na, huwag na kayo makinig.
Sige.
Huwag na. Bumalik na kayo sa show na.
Yan na, yan na yan.
Huwag kayo pupunta sa show namin.
Ano, ano?
Pero kung gusto mo makinig, punta na kayo sa The Cool
Bar.
Di ako minom.
Okay, the rest of the picks for myself, Rowan, Emil and Chino are from Revolution. So let's start with mine. Bryan Danielson versus Eddie Kingston. Okay, so this was, if you've been listening to Picks of the Week for a while now, you know why I pick these things, especially Bryan Danielson and Eddie Kingston. So for those who are new here, they do the kind of wrestling that I like to watch. Slow, deliberate, me cuento, intense, violent. This one has a built-in story that I think is really easy for everyone to grasp. Kingston wants Brian's respect. Bryan Danielson thinks that Kingston is a bum because he presents like a bum. He acts like a bum sometimes, and he thinks that sumuerte lang siya being a champion finally after all these years in the business. So they really went to war with that. Emil said, You said last episode, in the previous episode, that they went hard for the entire pay-per-view. Like, maraming matches, same intensity level. But I think this one, they held back because they know that they weren't the main event. Saktong ano lang ginawa nila. Saktong middle of the card match lang ginawa nila. Which is, I really appreciate this because, syempre, both Bryan and Kingston are aware that, okay, this is where we are in the card. And at the restriction that I'm in. So we're not going to go crazy. We're not going to go crazy with all the near falls and all the King's Road spots above. We're just going to do it just right. And I appreciated that here. It's not overboard. It's not overkill. And it gave me the kind of wrestling that I wanted in the dosage that I thought was right for their spot sa show. So it's not the best match I've seen from either guy. If they ever main evented the show, they would have gone a lot harder. But it's one of those things that I appreciate because I appreciate watching this type of wrestling, this style of wrestling regularly. So what did you think of this?
I actually like this better than the Continental Classic match, okay. Honestly. The semifinal. I actually like this better than the semifinal. And I'm surprised, Ro, that you think that they didn't go as hard because
sinabi ko lang na ano, I've seen harder. I'm not. It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that they restrain themselves a little bit. And that's a good thing. Kasi syempre hindi sa the main event.
Yeah, but again, still, I mean, even 70% of Bryan versus Kingston is still better than a lot more matchups out there.
That's what I'm saying.
So. These two can wrestle every week, or they can wrestle always, and hindi magsasawa kasi they have so much chemistry in ring. And Eddie Kingston is someone I thought na I would never be hindi nagagalingan sa kanya, but his style sometimes isn't fit to what I want in a wrestling match. But when he's up against Bryan, nagpipit talaga sila. Sobrang sakto ng style sila sa isa't isa na in a way, I appreciate Eddie Kingston even more.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's up against someone of a caliber like Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, because Bryan has his style, his entire thing, ever since he was an indie wrestler. He was never the type of guy na spot monkeys in indies. He just wasn't. That's why he got the attention of WWE in the first place. So he is a storyteller. He's slow, deliberate. He's a grappler and a striker. And that really meshes well with the Japanese style. So it's funny that ngayon lang siya na ano sa Japan talaga.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anything else to add?
We said everything.
Let's go to your pick, Emil. What is it?
My pick is Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita, also from Revolution earlier. I had high expectations coming to this match, but I was still left blown away by it because of how good that match was. And this is one of those times that I don't care about the storyline heading into the match. I still harbor the same feelings I have of the Don Callis thing in AEW. Nah, he's steal the spotlight way too much from his wrestlers, making the feuds all about himself. But this one, he didn't have to do anything. I was invested just because it involves two of the best wrestlers in the world, and they gave us a classic. It was, you know, if you've been seeing what Ospreay and Takeshita is doing over the last year, you know what this match was, and it was that. And more. But there was something funny. I remembered something that you said when I picked Ospreay versus Bayley a year ago. And you said na for a match na hindi main event, they went hard as if it's the main event.
Yeah.
And it kinda,
yep.
I feel like you will say the same thing about this one.
Yeah.
Say they were in the middle of the card and they were in the second hour, and they went hard as if it's the main event. And I remember, biglang na lang sinabi mo regarding Ospreay vs. Bayley that one time. That's kind of true. So yes, I love this match. This is probably the match of the night ng karamihan sa mga nanonood ng Revolution. But I also took note of what you said, which was, if they were gonna go this hard, dapat sila yung main event. Eh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but I know there's always a mentality na, I know there's always this mentality in wrestling na no matter where yung spot mo sa card, you need to like go 100% full on, you know, parang steal the show mentality. But there's a different aspect to that. Like, I learned it from you. Like, that was like also a glass-breaking moment for me when you said that when we were talking about that. And this same thing applies here.
Yeah, actually, I don't want to get into this too much because it's going to burst a little bubble. But I don't really want to because the match was good.
Yeah,
but yunisakit nito ni Kane. He lets everyone go all out without, you know, considering, you know, yung context, yung card, yung flow ng entire show, di ba? So, wala. Basta mag-wrestling ka ng sobrang galing. Gawin niya yan para maging over kayo. Which is not always a bad strategy. Pero syempre, when you look at it from a different approach, it's not always healthy. It's all I'm gonna say. It's not bad, it's not good, but sometimes it's not healthy. So, yun lang. But I agree. I understand why you picked this. This is pretty good. Ospreay, Takeshita, they have great engines. It's the kind of thing that I wish I could perform like that. I wish I had the tank, the gas tank to just keep going for 15 to 20 minutes and without tiring. Because that's how Kenny is. That's how Ospreay is. That's why they got over. That's why a lot of people like them. And this is an introduction to both Takeshita and Ospreay. The sad part is that you keep having to introduce people because they lose momentum every now and then in AEW. So that's why, okay, we'll do this again and we'll go crazy so we can reintroduce you to the crowd who might have missed you. I say, you know, but where do you go from here? Who gets the big push after this? Is it Ospreay or Takeshita? And we said this in predictions. It's something that we didn't want either man to lose. Right? So... That is the sad part about all of this. But it's great because it's the kind of thing that, inya, tama ka, you don't need to pay attention to the story because there is no story. The bare backbone of the story here is that, you know, it's like a scrimmage for Don Callis and the family. Practice tayo. Scrimmage tayo sa pay-per-view. Sa pay-per-view tayo. Jesus fucking Christ. But, you know,
I love his, I don't know if you saw this, if you got this on commentary, he said, this is like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen going one-on-one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said, you know, it's like practice. Right? Yeah. I'm talking about practice. But, so it's one of those things that you can enjoy in a vacuum. And work rate fans, I know there are some work rate fans here. It's easy to pick, super easy. But, siempre, they both show why they are top prospects in AEW. So the question is to follow through after this. So, you know, they announced on that, you know, on Dynamite, it's Ospreay versus Fletcher. So, wala magawa si Don Callis. So he's scrimmaging everyone in his team, right? Jesus fucking Christ. All right. Let's move on to the last pick, the main event of the show, which we discussed last episode. Chino's pick is the tag team championship match. Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, no longer the Young Bucks. They are the EVPs of AEW versus Sting and Darby Allin. So, ito yung notes to Chino. He says that the entire match was a love letter to Sting. Siyempre, may build up siya, may promo, may vignette, the Players Tribune stuff that Rowan picked, the voicemail, the Eras tour that they did for Sting. His sons, Garrett and Steven, came out as, I believe, see, Garrett was Surfer Sting or Homelander Sting. Tapos si Steven was Wolfpack Sting. And then a lot of people have said that on the internet that those guys deserve to have an AEW run, like the Von Erichs. Right? But I didn't know they were wrestlers.
They just look big.
He's huge. Yeah, they're huge.
In the spots that they did, they didn't look lost.
I'm sure they rehearsed that so many times. So nagulat ako na ano, people were saying that they should you know sign with AEW. I didn't even know they wanted to wrestle, but they did look like wrestlers. I will give them that. Kaya, that's probably why people thought that. Tapos Chino does have a criticism for this match. So we've seen the big glass pane spot where Darby tawag doon, did a flipping senton into it for no good reason other than the fact that he wanted to give the viewers a holy shit moment about what the fuck, right? Chino says that while he understands that they wanted to pull out all the stops during Sting's very last match, he does think that the glass spot, the window pane spot, was unnecessary. Somewhere he says CM Punk or Jungle Boy are shaking their heads. So, but in the end, Sting won. They retained the championships, which is major unusual for a retiring or a leaving wrestler. So a little bit of insider baseball insight here. Pag may aalis or pag may mag-retire or pag may aalis ng kumpanya, the person leaving usually puts over the person staying. Kasi what's the point of ano, diba? What's the point of having the person staying lose? Kasi he's going to be the one staying in the company, diba? So that's not what happened here. I said that I felt like TK wanted to do something different because that's what everyone else in the business does since time immemorial. Right? So he's the kind of guy that, you know, rebels against the tradition. So, but Chino says he likes how they let Sting shine and he hopes that ito na yung pinaka-final match na ni Sting because it was the perfect send-off for him. We don't want another Ric Flair final match moment, right?
I think this is interesting. Yeah. Like, he's the type of person. I don't think he would want his legacy to be ruined by just
he did
coming
joke.
Back.
He did joke that he wanted to do Wembley this year.
First of all, let's talk about that glass spot for a bit. Oh my God. Jesus. So, but,
I thought it was funny.
And then the worst part of it is when he landed and then they showed yung back niya.
Yeah, I saw a screenshot. I saw like, a still.
I think that's the nastiest wrestling spot I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've seen a lot of like hardcore wrestling. But that one by far is the gnarliest. Kasi it's glass. Hindi yun I don't think it was a prop glass also. It was talagang ano, glass yun eh. Kasi tumalsik daw yung yung mga tumalsik na na particles nun all over the place when it happened. So, I got Darby. may joke nga sila dun eh, na ano, na may, so Darby said a joke na, you know, he wanted to die. Like, he really wanted to die in this like, last match. That's malas lang daw niya kasi he's still breathing. Like,
I have a friend who replied to me on Twitter and said, Darby has to stop doing this because he's gonna kill himself. I told him that's what he wants to do. Yun yung motivation niya, diba? Kasi even before that, before he said that, right? He does these things to say he's half dead, diba? Because of the accident, diba? So yun yung superhero origin story niya. So yun, it's I just find it funny. I find it funny now because I didn't watch it live and I know now that Darby's okay, right? I'm sure there was some bad, there's something that he broke there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, the glass aside, he did flip like 10, 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know my depth, my distance. So, gusto niya yun, gusto niya style din. So, who am I to style? I'm just playing. We don't like it when people, we don't like it when people risk their lives unnecessarily. But,
yeah.
That is still safer than some stuff I've seen with my own eyes. You know? I don't know. I'm sure they practiced that somewhere and they prepared for that spot. Because they're professionals, and at least they did. I would like to think that they did that right. They went about doing that the right way, diba? So yeah, that's funny. It was fun because it was designed to be the kind of match. Na okay, that pwede na. Para ano, we don't have to do a straight up. You don't have to challenge ourselves doing a straight up tag team match, a straight up. Ring match, diba? With wrestling, with, you know, plain normal wrestling. I mean, that would have been okay, but, you know, Sting isn't the spring chicken that could believably do a match like this, you know, a straight up tag team match where you would do all the things. Like, I don't know. I don't think he'd be the kind of guy who could pull off what the Judgment Day and New Catch Republic did no Elimination Chamber. Diba? So this is what they did. So I get it. Sure. It's a nice way to it's a nice way to have a fun moment, you know. I've wrestled my first and only hardcore match, and I understand why it's a lot of fun for both the wrestler and the viewer. So it's a good booking decision that they did. I don't quite know. I still don't know if I agree with Sting and Darby winning. I guess because one of them is staying in the company, diba? So yeah. I guess there's that. But
he's also leaving in a couple of weeks.
And
he's gonna climb Mount Everest.
Oh right. I totally forgot about that.
So yeah, I will add the sports analogy to this. This is like when Kobe Bryant scored 60 in his final game. Like, there was no need for him to go that hard because he established his legacy, but he still did for the fans. Still did for everyone who bought a ticket and paid to see him to go one last time. And I think Sting's or Darby said something that I hope everyone who paid to be here on Revolution got their money's worth, because they gave everything that they can for this one final Sting match. And pati si Darby, binigyan din yung parang best niya when he did that glass spot. So yeah, this was a hell of a main event, and I'm sure the Bucks will win the title at some point again.
It was really nice of them to put him over.
Yeah. Yeah.
People like to hate the Young Bucks for thinking that they're selfish and, you know, they're only out for themselves. But they did something nice here, even though it's weird.
Yeah. But yeah. So hell of a main event. Kudos to everyone. And you know, that memory of the spot of Darby will never leave my mind.
It's funny. It's funny when you see it in a GIF. All right. God, that was what a pay-per-view. I haven't finished watching the show yet, to be honest with you. But you guys should go catch it. If you have time, not everything is must watch, I will admit, kasi hindi siya lahat. We talked about this in the previous episode. It's not all status quo shaking. So if you have time to watch good wrestling and, you know, Sting's last match, then I think that's what you should prioritize, yung moment na yun. So that brings us to the end of this week's Picks of the Week episode. If you like what you heard, if you want to talk to us about our picks, if you want to discuss a little more, you can reach us at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok, at Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads, and the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook when we put this up. So you can reach me as well at Roiswar and at Shang.Daddy. Roiswar on Twitter, at Shang.Daddy on Instagram and Threads, at EML_Meister on Twitter. And for our absent co-hosts, it's at _StanC for Stan. Please wish him well in his next chapter in life. At Chino Supersized for Chino Liao, and at Monday Night Rowan, NITE, for Rowan ASH. Thank you so much again to the good boys and girls of the Pod Network for helping us, you know, bring this content to you and making us sound better than we usually are, especially Babyface producer Jasper, who is the real MVP of all this. He makes us sound really, really good. And our producers, our managers, Riza, and everyone who makes the Wrestling Podcast possible on the Pod Network. If you like what you hear, please do consider rating us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to this show and your favorite podcasts. Right? Please stay safe, stay healthy. Ingat-ingat kayo. Drink water. Umiinit na. And please be nice. Don't be a dick on Facebook, guys. Come on. Come on. Jesus Christ. We'll see you on April 7 and 8 for WrestleMania 40, both days on Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium in Quezon City. Right. Again, this has been Romaran, and for this has been the Wrestling Podcast. Later, Outcast. Stay safe. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.